This is Radio Nepal. I am Sri Zana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah says current government is travelling on an expressway and will stop only after reaching its destination in the RSP's first general convention. Political cooperation is essential for development and stability, says party president Lami Thane. Political leaders advise RSP to protect public mandate and ensure accountability, call for clear vision, unity and democratic strengthening. And US-Iran talks on final deal continue overnight in Switzerland. Discussions focus on nuclear issue and regional ceasefire. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and senior leader of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, Balendra Shah, has said that the current government is travelling in an expressway and will stop only after reaching its destination. Addressing the inaugural session of the first National General Convention of RSP in Chitwan yesterday, Prime Minister Shah said that the government is like a train running on the expressway and will apply its brake after reaching its destination. Prime Minister Shah also urged political leaders to accept the current people's mandate and not worry about the ideology of the RSP. He clarified that the RSP is a progressive party that believes in work, not a party that seeks revenge. He said that the current government will act tough in the cases of abuse and exploitation of state assets and funds. On a different note, Prime Minister Shah clarified that Kalapani, Limpia Dhura and Lipu Lake are Nepali territory and said that the government has proof that these territories belong to Nepal. Similarly, addressing the inaugural session, chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rabi Lami Chane, said cooperation among political parties is essential for the country's rapid development and political stability. The chairperson stressed the need to move forward by setting aside personal and partisan animosities, expressing confidence that the country would remain completely secure under the leadership of the RSP. The chairperson said the party was committed to safeguarding the achievements secured through the sacrifices of the previous generation. Likewise, speaking in the inaugural session yesterday, RSP Vice President and Finance Minister Dr. Swarni Wagle has said the party represents a champion for Nepal's political renaissance, reminding that the party's goal is to build a competitive economy and an equitable society while creating opportunities so that youths do not need to go for abroad. Dr. Wagle said that party aims to transform political culture based on merit, accountability and citizen-centered democracy. Leaders from various political parties have suggested the Rashtriya Swatantra Party to strengthen internal democracy, protect its public mandate and advance its good governance agenda responsibly during its first National General Convention yesterday. Addressing the inaugural session, Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa said political parties must respect public trust and avoid arrogance and misuse of power. He also said the Nepali Congress views RSP as a political competitor and not an enemy and will support good initiatives while holding the government accountable. He also cautioned against disregarding the country's democratic legacy, stressing that the political achievements of today were built upon decades of struggle, sacrifice and the contributions of earlier generations. Former Prime Minister Dr. Baburam Bhattrai said RSP's rise reflects a new phase of political transformation and called on the new generation to focus on governance and prosperity. Likewise, CPN-UML leader Pradeep Gyawali stressed that the party should define a clear vision and strengthen democracy and state institutions. Similarly, leader of Nepali Communist Party Barshaman Pun highlighted the need to pursue reforms within constitutional limits, while Rashtriya Prajatantra Party chairperson Rajendra Lingden said Nepal's challenges require political and constitutional reforms. Janata Samajwadi Party chairperson Upendra Yadav and Janamat Party chairperson Dr. C.K. Raut also called for unity, cooperation and youth-led transformation for national development. Meanwhile, various political parties from around the world have sent messages of best wishes to Rashtriya Swatantra Party on the occasion of its first general convention yesterday. At the inaugural session of the general convention, RSP leader and Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal read out the messages of best wishes received from the parties and their leaders. The RSP has received messages of best wishes from India's Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, National President Nitin Naveen, the Chief of the International Department of Communist Party of China, International Conference of Asian Political Parties, ICAPP, ruling parties of Bhutan, Bangladesh, Malaysia, South Korea, and others. The first general convention of the ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party has begun from yesterday and will conclude tomorrow on 23rd June. RSP has informed that as many as 4,211 representatives are attending the first general convention. The government is preparing to formulate laws on trade secrets and geographical indications to strengthen Nepal's intellectual property system. Releasing details of programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies said the measures will be implemented under the Nepal Trade Integration Strategy. The Department of Industry will conduct industrial property awareness programs across all seven provinces to assess private sector needs and awareness levels. The ministry also plans updates and training related to certification systems, product standards and voluntary standards for producers, traders and exporters. Similarly, the ministry has announced plans for skill development in traditional handicrafts, construction of storage warehouse for tea and large cardamom, and support for small industries to meet food safety standards. A team of the Armed Police Force, APF Nepal, has rescued 14 people stranded in the Bagmati River in Rautahat district. The incident occurred in Durga Bhagwati Rural Municipality 3 yesterday when a group of 11 women and 3 minor girls became trapped on elevated ground in the middle of the river at Matsari Ghat while returning after collecting black crumb. According to APF Base Camp Gaur Deputy Superintendent of Police Prem Sagar Bista, a rescue team led by Senior Sub-Inspector with 17 personnel was deployed for the operation. The rescued persons were later handed over safely to their respective families, said the APF personnel. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Negotiations between the United States and Iran aimed at reaching a final deal to end the war are expected to continue overnight in Switzerland, as shared by a senior U.S. diplomat involved in the talks. According to the BBC, the discussions began on Sunday in the Swiss city of Lucerne following an earlier agreement to reach a deal within 60 days, which also includes ending fighting on all fronts, reopening of Strait of Hormuz, and advancing toward a broader settlement. The U.S. diplomats say talks are currently focused on clarifying Iran's position on several issues, including the Strait of Hormuz, the ceasefire in southern Lebanon, and elements of a nuclear agreement. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned of further strikes if Iran does not restrain its allied groups, while Iran has rejected the threats, saying it is prepared to respond. Both sides are also discussing long-term issues related to Iran's nuclear program, which Iran insists is peaceful while the United States seeks restrictions to prevent weaponization. Officials said the talks will continue as technical-level discussions move forward with mediation support from regional actors including Qatar and Pakistan. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country as well as the Tarai region of Kosi province. Partly cloudy weather is expected over Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while the Tarai areas of Lumini and Sudarpashchim provinces will remain mainly fair today. Moderate rainfall and snowfall with thunder and lightning are possible at some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi province and at a few places in Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Similar conditions are also likely at one or two places in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces today. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also possible at some places in the Tarai region of Kosi province and at a few places in Madhes province. Meanwhile, heat wave conditions are likely at some places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces, while hot day conditions are expected in parts of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah says current government is travelling on an expressway and will stop only after reaching its destination in RSP's first general convention. Political cooperation essential for development and stability, says party president Lami Thane. Political leaders advise RSP to protect public mandate and ensure accountability, call for clear vision, unity and democratic strengthening. And US-Iran talks on final deal continue overnight in Switzerland. Discussions focus on nuclear issue and regional ceasefire. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.